8:10 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Friday, and we are now ready for the countdown to consolidation on Connect FM. You know, the countdown to consolidation of the city of Dubois and Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois municipality, believe it or not, is at a little less than 5 months, because January 5th, 2026 is when consolidation will take hold and become official. And each month this year, we have been talking with some of the key individuals connected with the process of consolidation to get their insight and their perspective. And we have topics today, the topics of today's consolidation countdown. Several things: the anticipated budget and tax structure of the new city of Dubois municipality, and then the on the lighter side, the recreational facilities and opportunities that are available currently in Dubois and Sandy Township. So our guest today, Lisa Hagberg, she is part of the township and city management team, and Lisa is ready to share with us on consolidation countdown this morning. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the forward momentum of consolidation.
Well, great. We do appreciate that. And Lisa, we're going to start with the tricky and hard stuff first. I would assume one of the most complex and complicated areas of the whole consolidation process is the merging of two budgets and two tax structures into one. So we have consolidation just a handful of months away. What kind of update can you give us right now concerning the 2026 budget and taxes?
Yeah, our team has been working really hard with the Pennsylvania Economy League to put together a new chart of accounts that is in line with DCED, along with a budget that consolidates both communities, keeping in mind all the department projects. And then, of course, everything that's top on everyone's mind is the tax structure.
Yeah.
And so as we work to put those numbers together and get to a really good, solid budget for 2026, we think we can roll that out at the end of August, early September, for the board as a preliminary.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to press a little bit more about the issue of taxes, because you're right, it is one of the most interesting things, and people have a lot of questions about it. And looking backward a little bit, you know, one of the contentious issues during the vote for consolidation was the whole idea of taxes and whether a consolidated municipality is going to translate into significantly higher taxes for some or all area residents. But you know, even though the final budget and tax plan, as you said, is a work in progress, can you offer any predictions? Is there going to be an upward, a downward, or somewhat static trend for the taxes that Dubois and Sandy residents pay?
I think that likely long-term consolidation will lead to some really good efficiencies, that there will be the opportunity for lower taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that right now they will see a status quo.
Okay. Yeah.
But everyone in both communities will see the same structure. There won't be a different structure for the Sandy Township crew versus the city. So wherever that lands, everyone will be taxed at the same millage rate.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we appreciate you venturing into that territory and answering the way that you can at this point. And
sure.
as you mentioned, yourself and Ben will be with us in future editions, and maybe we can have more clarity on that. Let's shift gears, shall we? And like I said, move to the lighter side of things and something really enjoyable to talk about. You know, Dubois and Sandy Township are very blessed to have many recreational facilities and a lot of opportunities for residents and for visitors that come into our area. There are a lot of public parks, there are ball fields, beautiful ball fields, there are swimming pools, trails for walking and biking or ATV use, and many, many outdoor spaces. That's one of the things that makes our area a gem. So what are some of the advantages in regards to these recreational facilities that we have that you expect to see come about due to consolidation?
Well, as you know, outdoor spaces are integral to the fabric of a community, And these outdoor spaces are getting a lot of traffic. I enjoy using them myself, and I love seeing all the people that are enjoying the outdoor spaces and the parks. It is hard to quantify the value, but we know that there are many health and wellness benefits associated with the outdoor spaces.
Sure.
And in relation to consolidation, I'm hopeful that that larger community will just enjoy all of the spaces. They probably are now, but I believe that it'll be more ownership. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lisa, could you, there may be some listeners maybe that are new to the area or, you know, even consider maybe listening in from another part of the country online and would like to know, well, what are we talking about for Sandy Township and Dubois? Could you give us a quick rundown listing of the various parks, ball fields, and the other recreational facilities that are going to be in what is going to be a significantly larger footprint of the new municipality?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. There are, as you mentioned, the ball fields, absolutely beautiful. They're getting a lot of traction and use from all over the country, which
sure.
is amazing.
Yeah.
We have some beautiful walking trails, and we're constantly moving to try to extend those. The amphitheater and the stage is getting a lot of use. There is the Spider Lake complex mm-hmm. that will be added into the city's assets as we merge or consolidate. We have the pavilion. There's lots of pavilions. And of course, all of the playgrounds, the pool, the skate park, the dog park is always popular. And the Juniata Lake Rec area, there's also a lot of activity out there, a lot of fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's even talk of an ongoing project now to expand some of the outdoor space and public space in downtown Dubois with the Downtown Matters campaign that we've talked at great length with Shirley DeRouge about in Downtown Dubois, Inc. So, we are definitely a blessed region, no doubt about that. So, Lisa, as we conclude things, at a recent meeting, you spoke out about the need for a more aggressive approach in the planning process for the board that oversees the parks and the outdoor resources in Dubois. Could you expand on that idea and what course of action you would encourage the board to take?
Yeah, as with any assets, they require good stewardship, and the parks and recreation facilities are no different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really more of a global plan that we would be looking for, but it would include all aspects of parks and recreation to make sure we have good maintenance plan, to make sure that we're just planning for the needs of the community and how a community evolves, and just really taking good care of the things that we're in charge of, and that's the gamut
mm-hmm.
of our sewer and water systems,
right.
our parks and rec, and our city buildings, and just how we care for those things, and it equates to how we care for people.
Okay. Lisa Hagberg, a part of the management team for the City of Dubois and Sandy Township as we fast approach consolidation. It's yes. happening in January, and we are happy to talk about it on Consolidation Countdown here on Connect FM. So Lisa, we appreciate your time. We thank you for sharing this vital information with us on today's Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.